A testimony of the flood of Noah's day. This is Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution. This week, we've been learning the biblical perspective on the fossil record. And you know, some of the greatest testimonies of the worldwide flood are the massive fossil graveyards around the world. For example, one popular site contains the remains of dinosaurs, clams and snails, and logs. Now, evolutionists claim these dinosaurs died 150 million years ago and were slowly fossilized over long ages. But that's not how fossilization works. To make a fossil, a creature must be buried quickly without oxygen, otherwise they'll decompose instead of fossilizing. For example, some clam fossils are found closed, meaning they were still alive while they were buried. Fossils form very rapidly, consistent with Noah's flood.
Want to know more about the global flood and the ark we're building? Go to our website, answersingenesis.org. You'll be encouraged at answersingenesis.org.